Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session of today's conference call. At that time, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star, then one, and recording your first and last name. I would now like to remind participants that the conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce the host of your call, Mr. Brent Jensen. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. This is going to be a short little Tivoli talk on how to respond to the Gartner Application Performance Monitoring Report that came out February 18th as the date. It was revised on February 25th, 2010. So if you haven't already heard, we did not make the leaders quadrant, and IBM had several meetings with Gartner to respond to criticisms that they had and why they placed us in the position we did, and despite the advantages that we talked about with them, including our integration strategy and the strength of our transaction tracking integration with rational tools, they did not move us up. So what we have, they actually did move us up in the challengers quadrant, but did not move us into the leaders quadrant. So there were two things that somewhat took us by surprise or amazed us, I guess, when we were talking to Gartner. One was their emphasis on appliance-based end-user monitoring. So apparently they are slanting this report towards smaller environments or smaller-type tools where customers are just looking for maybe just enough in a distributed-only environment, and they didn't really care about the integration that we had or that other competitors had. They didn't weight that at all. So that was somewhat amazing to us on how they looked at and weighted this. They also admitted that the data that they used to generate this report was somewhat dated. They were looking back in time to try to weight and measure the various different competitors. And when we talked about some of the key advantages that we have today, some of the key technology that we have, they said, yeah, we didn't know that, and we did not take that into account, and it's too late for this report, and you'll have to catch it on the next round, and you would definitely move up. The bad news is when is that going to be? We don't know how often these reports are coming out. Gartner has even said that they're pulling people off these magic quadrants and putting them on other things, so it might be a long time before the next one comes out. So what do we have that will help you talk about this with your customers? So, again, the main highlight points were the emphasis on these appliance-based solutions, and if you look at the leaders that are in that, they have strong solutions that are in that area, Quest, Compuware, CA, and HP. We do as well. We just didn't come up the APM space with a product like that. So Gartner also said, you know, it's based on market share, and you guys don't have a large market presence with those types of devices, and that's true because we emphasize agent-based transaction tracking because we feel it has more advantages, less limitations. These appliance-based solutions can get blocked if you want to use them as transaction tracking tools, which HP and CA, Quest and Compuware all push a little bit. HP not as much because they also have a agent-based tool in addition to their agentless tool, as do we. But we have a better integration story than HP in that area. So here's some information that we think will help you with your customers. One is there's a wiki. There's going to be a flash sent out pointing to where you can go to the competitive wiki, and there's a full-page response. You can read up on this to understand what was said in the report and how to respond to it, specifically on the cautions section. We have a whole section in our wiki to tell you how to respond to that, respond to those criticisms. We also have a downloadable two-page document that you can hand your customer that explains our APM strategy and the integration value that we bring. In addition, a Forrester report came out in February as well. It was very favorable to IBM and our Intelligent Planet theme. It's rated us very highly. There's a couple categories and that they said we're by far one of the market leaders in this area. and it leads down into application performance monitoring as well. So Forrester has a different perspective than Gartner, a much more positive one on what IBM is doing. In addition, we, the marketing team, commissioned a paper from Forrester looking at cost savings from various different customer wins that we've had with our solutions. So you can hand this out as well, and it shows just how cost-effective our solutions are compared to the competition, how quickly we can find problems, solve them, feed data into rational tools, and really help pinpoint and solve problems a lot more effectively, quickly, saving time and money. So we disagree with what the report says, but your customers are going to try to weight this, but you can balance it by handing them a Forrester report or pointing them to that, handing them a Forrester report that we commissioned, handing them some customer-facing material that we've generated for you to help your customer understand our position and give you talking points for how to respond to this Gartner report, especially the caution section. So there's a lot of information on our wiki. Look for the flash. Look for an email. It's going to go out both ways, and it will give you links to these to this information. And on the wiki, you can download all this material. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully this will help you with your customer situations. And my name is Brent Jensen again. Contact us if you need any help. I'm in Austin, Texas, bjensen@us.ibm.com. Thank you for your time, and good luck selling.